cracking the code on how you can optimize, personalize, and monetize your app marketing and mobile growth efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence, hosted by Peggy Ann Saltz. Peggy, a top 30 mobile marketing influencer, 9-time author, and content strategist, brings you her pick of tech, trends, guests, and cool stuff to help you drive growth and create deep connections with your customers. Now, prepare to get motivated and activated with our host.
Hey, hello, and welcome to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove, where I plan, produce, and promote content that allows my clients to reach performance goals and scale growth. And as always, growth is what it's about here at Mobile Presence, how to grow your app, how to grow your audience, how to increase retention. But all of this starts with your efforts to build trust. And that's a big topic. It's not just about privacy. It's also about being appropriate. And we're going to be talking about appropriate messaging and also not just talking about like the warm, fuzzy side of things, but we have some hard-nosed data as well. And we're going to have both with Jeff Hassan. He's been here before, but now, Jeff, you're in a new position. You're director of communications over at Cinch that has brought us this very cool report, Jeff. So kick off with maybe a few words about what Cinch is.
Yeah. First off, hi, Peggy. We, you and I have been talking about engagement through mobile technology forever.
Yes.
Not that we're that old, but some days it feels that way. So yes, I just in the autumn, I joined a company called Cinch, which is a Stockholm-based firm, but actually we're in 30 plus offices in 30 plus countries. And what's interesting, I'm sure, to you is, so you and I, when we first met, I was in the messaging space, SMS space, at HipCricket as chief marketing officer. And then one might ask the question, so what are you doing back in the messaging space? And what makes this this interesting to me personally and professionally? And we can get into that, but I think the short answer is, you know, Cinch is looking at consumer engagement and moving from 160 character SMS to conversational messaging and really becoming a tool globally for some of the largest companies in the world to service their companies, not just in a marketing sense, but also to provide vital information in a timely fashion to better serve from a customer care perspective and many other use cases.
And to your point, you know, it's about the conversation. Way back when we started talking, I mean, it was about messaging, you know, permission-based marketing. It wasn't always a given that privacy was a concern. It wasn't always a given that opt-in was a must. And it evolved. And I think also that what we're seeing in what you've provided me from Cinch and also this amazing report that we'll be talking about is the evolution of messaging. You know, I mean, we're seeing here that people do want to have messaging, but it needs to be appropriate. It has to be personal. It has to meet their needs. Maybe you can just give me a little bit of a context here for why Cinch is looking into this type of research in the first place. I mean, is it very much being a proponent of more of a fixing messaging? Because I get the feeling that, you know, way back when we were together and talking about it, I think we broke it. You know, we almost blew SMS out of the water by screwing around with it. That was the problem.
Right. Well, Cinch is looking at messaging in a much broader way than I have and we've talked about in the past. So in the role that I'm, I guess, most known for when I was at HipCricket, it was all about building loyalty clubs for restaurants, for retailers. And there was value in there for sure, but it was all about having somebody respond to a call to action and then giving them some information and then looking to ask them to opt in for future marketing messages. And again, that's really important. And there's a role for loyalty clubs today. But we at Cinch, we're much broader, as I mentioned, you know, in the intro comments. 8 of the top 10 tech companies in the world need to reach their end users in the most efficient fashion. So we're providing not only a vehicle to create marketing messages through marketing automation, APIs and things like that. But what we're also doing is enabling the largest companies that you can think of to reach literally anybody in the world through SMS because of that ubiquity and that reach. And in important ways, you know, an example is if there's fraud suspected on your credit card, you really don't want to receive that information by email because I don't know about you, Peggy, but I'm never up to date in my emails. Mm-hmm. So that information is mission critical. And we've talked about forever the open rates of SMS. But that is the perfect example. You know, another example of our clients use are one-time passcodes. Or just the other day on Black Friday, I needed to reset my passcode. And I asked a large e-commerce company to respond to me and allow me to do that. And they chose to send me an email that took 4 minutes to arrive. And you can just think about the business that would be lost or could be lost by somebody who is sitting there, you know, tapping their toes, so to speak, waiting for this information so they can log in and make the purchase that they wanted to. The most efficient channel in that circumstance and in many other circumstances is messaging. Now, it's not sexy. The messaging that you and I have been talking about for over a decade, 160 characters, has evolved. So the average attention span for 160 character SMS is 3 seconds. But when you add rich messaging, so you add video, that elevates the number even further. And then it's actually 40 times the attention rate when you start having conversations with consumers. And that could be through RCS, or that could be other ways to provide value and to give a more of a conversation than a one-way blast out to somebody. Or even if it's personal, it's one-way. So we're evolving into an area where not just marketing uses, but uses to reduce time wasted, reducing the overhead that it takes to service a business at a global scale. The very definition of messaging is much broader. And finally, happily, entities around the world and some of the largest companies you can possibly think of are seeing the value in it.
And talking about the experience here, you know, it's interesting that, yes, people do want to have, they want to message companies, they want to have conversations with companies. At the same time, if it gets to be out of hand, they set up their ways to filter this, even if it's just sending it to a deliberate email for spam, for being, you know, annoyed. What is it that you found the most interesting as a takeaway here in your report? Because I mean, it's full of data, but it's so desperately honest. I mean, it's 2,000 consumers globally, and some of it is really eye-opening about the surprises in this report.
Yeah. Well. First off, I take no credit for this report. It actually was a gift, actually, that keeps on giving. It was one of the first things that I was handed to get out and tell the world about. But this is a report that we've been working on for several months. So some of the most interesting things that we found, and let me preface this by saying, we can go back in the archives, and neither one of us have ever hyped channels. You and I have always talked about the value, and we try to get past the empty promises and that something is for every instance. But when it comes to messaging, we actually see a big void in terms of what businesses are doing versus what consumers might want. So the most striking stat to me was that folks are 35 times more likely to open up a mobile message than an email. And that's a little bit of what I talked about earlier when it came to the right channel with something that is timely. So that's interesting. And some of the best use cases, so 62% of consumers would like to confirm a service appointment via messaging. They don't want to get a phone call about it. They don't want to be driven to a website. They don't want it to be buried in their email box. So 62% want to confirm a service appointment. And on any given day, we're always, you know, going to the dentist or getting our hair cut or something like that. But the flip side of that is only 41% do so today versus the 62% who want to. And that use case that I mentioned earlier, 70% want banks to message them about suspicious activity, yet only 35% receive those today. I've been fortunate, and I'll knock on some wood here. I have never had that happen to me, but I've had both of my brothers just be in a world of hurt because there was fraud that went on when it came to credit cards. This is information that cannot wait. And messaging is the perfect channel to you know, deliver something that somebody needs to act on now. I need to call the bank and say, no, that's not my charge. Stop my card from being used.
Well, I'm fascinated by this opportunity gap. It's almost like I want to take a picture right now, you know, put it up on social media. It's like the must read page in the report. There's so much more that we're going to get to, but we do have to go to break right now, listeners. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
It passes before it's noticed. A slight rising of the eyebrows, a widening of the eyes. It may be accompanied by an almost imperceptible inhalation. The heart adds a beat like a quiet exclamation point on the experience. Within a tenth of a second, the reaction has passed, but not without leaving its mark. Someone found what they're looking for. Does your website deliver impulses to act? It can. Intended Consequences is the podcast for digital marketers who see their job as changing hearts and minds. If you're frustrated, bored, or in a rut, it's time to spread your wings with me, Brian Massey, and my guests. Find out how successful, curious, creative, and data-driven marketers are making a difference on purpose. Visit intendedpodcast.com or find us where you get your podcasts. Intended Consequences, marketing on purpose.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let webmasterradio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. Webmasterradio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.FM and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.FM.
Miami may be the sun and fun capital of the world, but it's also home to the largest literary festival in the U.S. Don't miss the Miami Book Fair, a week-long festival featuring more than 600 authors from all over the world with readings, signings, and panels, capped off by a three-day street fair. Find books in English, Spanish, and Creole for every interest and every age, from biographies and novels to poetry and comics. This year, come meet poets Richard Blanco, Reginald Dwayne Betts, and Joy Harjo, award-winning novelists T.C. Boyle, Susan Choi, Edwidge Danticat, Taya Obrecht, Julie Oranger, Leonard Pitts, and Karen Russell, plus authors exploring issues of the day such as Eve Ensler, Alex Kuplowitz, Danny Shapiro, Daryl Pickney, Ambassador Samantha Power, George Wilt, and hundreds more. Take the little ones to Children's Alley for hands-on activities, characters, and storytelling. Enjoy music, food, and fun for the whole family right on the downtown Miami-Dade College campus, November 17th to the 24th. For details, schedules, and tickets, visit miamibookfair.com.
Supercharging your mobile growth efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we are back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz. We have today Jeff Hassan. He is Director of Communications at Cinch. And Jeff, right before the break, we were talking about this report, a must-read report, Mobile Consumer Engagement 2020, based on 2,000-plus consumer surveyed, as well as some other organizations. Great idea about the key takeaway, but why don't we just step back a moment and talk about what we're talking about when we say messaging. For example, I was just in India and messaging there is WhatsApp. That's what it is.
Yep.
But we see you're looking at, you know, rich messaging, chatbots, etc. Is there a way we can sort of like map messaging to the purpose? So, you know, marketers need to use this for that. Is there any way to be more specific?
Yeah, I think, Peggy, more than use cases, it's mm-hmm. it's an understanding about usage and regions. And I was just before this call, I was on a call with an industry analyst, and we were talking about WhatsApp. And it was brought up by our chief strategy officer that WhatsApp is big in certain areas like India, like you mentioned, yep. but not as big in say the States. So we're talking about messaging through a variety of messaging platforms. So more and more the chats, the interactions in some areas of the world are happening in non-SMS formats, but the principle remains the same in terms of it is this quick, efficient channel, something that that lends itself to your use cases. You know, and you know, we've talked in the past about there's use cases for every channel. I want to see you know, broad pictures. I'm sure I told you this story. It's one of my dumb stories I tell all the time, but I made a mistake when I went to on my honeymoon, and I believed something where it said a luxury hotel and there was shag carpeting there. And my new wife said, you can make this mistake once, you can't make this mistake twice. So I learned that lesson 29 years ago and knew that, like in that case, 160 characters with no link to rich video where I can take pictures and eyeball it and even get approval from my wife would mm-hmm. would make no sense. But I think to directly answer your question, there's SMS. And there's extreme value, and there always has been because of the ubiquity. My 90-year-old mother-in-law it communicates to us via SMS or via messaging more than any other channel. So you can reach anybody throughout the world because it's embedded on phones. But to your point, there are certain places in certain regions where SMS isn't the delivery vehicle. It is something that might be an additional messaging app like a WhatsApp, but it's critical, as it always has been, to understand you're sitting in Germany and I'm sitting in Seattle, and the usage and the behaviors are quite different in one part of the world versus another.
But what we seem to have as a commonality running through this is being appropriate. I mean, it's very clear what's going to happen if you break, quote unquote, the rules of engagement. I mean, some people just turn their apps on mute, turn their notifications on mute. What other evidence are you seeing of, you know, filtering, blocking? Is that what you feel happens? What triggers that? Is that just because brands and companies are being annoying, or do you have some insights into what turns us off?
Sure. Sure, and I think the answer to that question is broader than messaging. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about being relevant, and in many cases having folks opt in, and you know, right message, right time. Sounds like a cliche. And when you and I last talked, I was working in the mobile app space, and it was about when do you ask somebody to consent for push notifications, and when do you ask somebody to consent to give their location, and the answers to both of those questions is not immediately; it's after you provide some value. So I think the idea that that folks are all the same is obviously a fallacy. I think the idea that that things like apps will go away, I think that's my personal opinion. I don't think that's the case either. But mm-hmm. things like apps, or apps in particular, have proven to have certain use cases in a lot of ways is only downloaded, say, by 20% of maybe a customer base. And that there's value in reaching a loyal customer, but it's not the broad reach. It's not the broad way that people might engage with your business. And that brings you back to something where you look for, if I want ubiquity. And one of the most appealing things to me about Cinch is that we're not just saying we can reach people in one part of the world. It's this this global reach, and also, you know, direct binds to the carriers that allow for the most important things like security and quality and lack of latency. And in each channel, you know, including messaging, there are expectations that users have. You know, the expectation is that if I text in, I'm going to get a response back quickly. And that's not going to change, except for the fact that people actually have less patience when it comes to waiting. So, you know, speed, urgency, making sure that somebody's going to see something sooner rather than later. You know, those are some of the times when messaging is most appropriate.
And just to be clear with Cinch, I mean, because I'm looking here at some of the graphs, you know, worldwide, the messaging landscape, it's fascinating that, you know, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp dominate, you know, Snapchat is fast advancing, which is not my space, I have to say. Right. But, you know, you have to be everywhere. Basically, the marketer doesn't have a choice. It's like you need to be where your customers are. They're using various messaging channels. Does Cinch support all of those?
Yeah, for sure. So everything in the messaging bucket is supported by our business. Mm-hmm. Some are less advanced than others. WhatsApp, you know, gets a lot of attention, but at this point, SMS is not just a workhorse, but it's also the key revenue driver. Yeah. But you know that we don't see that as static. You know, and one thing we haven't mentioned is the vertical. Interest in using messaging. So, you know, the banking industry versus healthcare versus retail. For each of those, there are various use cases. Like somebody wants to get an update about their bank balance. There are a lot of different options now. I think the last time you and I talked, we talked about voice, and you could ask Alexa, what's my bank balance, if you've got that skill there. But again, that's not ubiquitous. Not everybody has that device. Not everybody has their bank set up with that. So SMS is the perfect way for you to get this information that is a very common, I wouldn't say problem, but very common question that people have. You know, what's in my checking account? And did that you know, the charge clear or appear on my bill? Those kinds of things.
Yeah. And then to your point, you know, it is kind of interruptive in a way. What I love about messaging is it happens, allows me to multitask. It does take my attention, but it doesn't dominate it. So if I have to ask Alexa, I need to probably, you know, almost remind myself to do that in the moment. It's a bit of a fiddly thing. I just have a quick one for you to ask you about the chatbots. We might not finish this right before the break, but do you also support chatbots? Because of course that's sort of slightly along the lines of the next big thing.
No, it totally is. This we go back to the same principles about the information needs to be relevant and needs to be personal to me. So in your, you know, your long expected or traditional SMS, it would be getting information that your gate has changed or that your flight time has moved or it's your plane is leaving on time if you're so fortunate. But through chatbots, we're seeing, again, more of this conversation. So it might be a question of where's my luggage? And we're seeing more businesses going down this route to be able to quickly and efficiently respond to somebody and also to give them information that's exactly what they have on their mind, as opposed to something, no disrespect to all those years when we were doing loyalty clubs, but it was, you know, here's your meatball sandwich offer, go have a 2-for-1 today. And that might matter to some people and some people it might not.
Yep. And to your point, you know, it is all about the conversation. We do have to end this for the moment, go last to our last break, I mean. But listeners, don't go away. As you can see, lots of reasons to come right back. So do that, and we'll be here.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
You are now tuned in to the world's largest online radio podcast network for internet marketers looking to dominate the B2B marketplace.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
WebmasterRadio.fm is home to some of the most respected authorities in all aspects of internet marketing, from SEO to affiliate marketing to social media, e-commerce, mobile marketing, and so much more. Our hosts travel to all stretches of the world and speak to the impact players that are affecting our industry. On air, on demand, and available on every mobile device that you can imagine. This is WebmasterRadio.fm.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're everywhere.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Supercharging your mobile growth efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
Hey, we are back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz. We have Jeff Hassan, Director of Communications at Cinch. And Jeff, it's been a great show. It's gone way too quickly, by the way. Haven't even touched the surface of what you've got in this report. But, you know, skip past all the data. I'm a little bit of a data nerd, so I could go into findings all day long. But the top line, you know, takeaway is, what do we do based on this? You know, there are some sort of rules of engagement, some codex here that marketers have to follow with messaging. Maybe you can sum it up in a couple of quick points.
Sure. I hope to. Well, you know, the first one is, this has never been about a quantity game from either a marketer or a business perspective. It's never been about how many messages can one send and how many messages can a consumer reach or read before there's pushback that you're communicating to me too much. I think the advancement to me is this cliched term of value exchange. I think the use cases to me in the last few years have become more crystallized. You know, back to what I said earlier, marketing messages are important. You know, through Black Friday, we saw record numbers of messages, SMS messages being sent, and also dollars being spent in the mobile channel. So that's awesome. But now we've gotten to the point where it's not just about, hey, there's a toy or a dress or a good consumer good that's on sale, but it's about things like, is it available for me to pick up? Where is the driver? Was it delivered? So it really rounds out the equation, and it's not just the drive demand. It is about taking this throughout the entire customer journey where somebody might have made a purchase, but that's just the first part of the interaction with a business. The whole fulfillment and the whole getting where in somebody's hands. It doesn't really end until that point.
You got a great point there as well, because I know a lot of people who, you know, they stay with Amazon, maybe, you know, maybe not for the reasons you would think, not about price, but it's simply because, you know, you ordered it. It's been ordered. It's on its way. I mean, you know, every step of the way, there's nothing left to chance. There's nothing where you're wondering, where is it? What's going on? And, you know, you want to have that level of certainty at some level in other aspects of your life, because, you know, we're all time crunched. Wouldn't it be great to know, yes, I do have an appointment right now, or yes, yeah, this is going on at the bank, you know, whatever, it's sorted, it's taken care of. And that goes back, doesn't it, a bit, actually, Jeff, to that whole idea of the electronic concierge. Remember that one?
Yeah.
You know, here we are again, but messaging is going to do that. We thought it was going to be search. Remember?
Yeah. I mean, here's an example. I had installation of internet into my house a couple of weeks ago, and they started out by giving me a 10-hour window of when they were going to. So I had to sit in my house.
Love it.
If I didn't deal with this, mitigate this, I would have had to sit in my house. But so we got the window down smaller, hopefully. Again, it actually was not a good experience because it was a lot of IVR and then finally getting to a human person. And actually, I had to escalate it to a supervisor, which is a terrible experience. But ultimately, on the day, I had a message that said the driver was on his way. I had a message that, you know, that said, you know, a little while earlier that you can expect this person within a much tighter window. This is all the kind of information that is useful. You know, it's what we call transactional, but it's extremely important for businesses to differentiate in these regards.
Yep. And going back to the roots of where we all started, I remember that it was important to offer utility, that was a value proposition. So if you are useful and you are helpful, that was a plus for your brand.
Right.
We're running out of time, but I would like, in a nutshell, in a sentence, what you think about the future of messaging. So maybe, you know, say something now and we'll test it. We'll have you back at the end of 2020 and we can see where we landed. But I'd love to hear from you, you know, because you have that expertise, Jeff. Where are we going in messaging? What's the next big thing?
Yeah, you know, and I mentioned this continuum from traditional SMS to rich messaging. So we're in that place now where we're delivering effectively, you know, videos and other images that make information more valuable and more compelling. I think this conversational messaging journey that we're on, so to speak, it's not going to happen all in 2020, but the businesses that get closer to this whole, you know, what we just talked about, you know, how do we drive demand, to how do we get somebody to consider to make a purchase, but also this all the way through. And then if somebody has a question about it, I think that's what I'm looking for in 2020. It's not going to be instant and it's not going to be everywhere, but it's the thing that is most interesting in the evolution of a space that, you know, some thought was dated and, you know, was going to be passed by.
And we'll check that out, as I said, you know, a little bit later on in the year where you've landed with that one. In the meantime, you know, you have this report. You obviously have other insights to offer, both as just Jeff Hassan, expert that you are, but also over at Cinch. So what's the best way for our listeners to stay in touch with you?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'll say is to flesh out what we talked about from this consumer survey, it's very easy to get a copy. Just go to cinch.com. You'll mm-hmm. see an ability to download it. Obviously, any questions that you have, there's some contact information there. You know, on the side, so I continue to blog. My podcast has been put on hiatus, but I hope to bring that back. But jeffhassan.com. And then, you know, I'm a pretty proficient or tweeter. And what I promise to do is to talk about what something means to a marketer or a business, as opposed to just be an RSS feed and just give you a link of some news release that doesn't give any value. So I continue to have conversations and learn a ton from social channels. And also, if anybody wants to reach out to me via LinkedIn, I'm happy to engage that way and answer any questions on messaging or, you know, some of the broader things that businesses are facing.
Absolutely. And we'll have, of course, all of that in the show notes. And listeners, that's Cinch, S-I-N-C-H. Again, all of that in the show notes, as always. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest on the show or a sponsor of Mobile Presence, then email me, please do, at peggymobilegroove.com. Mobile Groove is also where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And of course, if you want to check out this and all other early episodes of our show, do so going to webmasterradio.fm, where you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So time flies, friends. We've come to the end of yet another show. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.